This is Growth in Dentistry, a dental intelligence podcast where we ask the question, what does growth in dentistry look like to you? I'm Katie Polson, a dental hygienist and your host.
Welcome to Growth in Dentistry. This is Katie Polson, again from Voices of Dentistry, just with my general apology of the really crappy sound background you're going to get from this podcast. But you don't want to miss it. We got a little short, little introduction of a really great company called Your Virtual Consult, and I have two beautiful people in front of me.
Well, thank you.
Tom and Joe, they're near and dear to our hearts here at Dental Intelligence. They are the reason LocalMed is what LocalMed is. So if you enjoy LocalMed product, you have Joe and Tom to thank for that.
We still love it. It's still
the best in the marketplace. We recommend it to everybody using YVC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that being said, talk a little bit about what a virtual consult platform is.
So your virtual consult is really just a way for the patient to get to know the doctor in a very kind of genuine and organic way. And you don't have that opportunity a lot of times unless you're in the practice. So we allow the patient to do this before they come into practice and when it's convenient for them. So 8 o'clock at night, right? So a lot of people think your virtual consult is teledentistry. It is not, because we figured out that teledentistry wasn't something that the doctors really liked a lot, and the patients want to have a more personal relationship with the doctor. So what we did find is the clients that are using your virtual consult in a way that actually helps them get to know them a little bit better, case acceptance is dramatically impacted when a patient goes through just this short series of videos, what we call the YVC video funnel, takes case acceptance from an average of 41% nationally. The average is 89%. Now, Katie, that seems kind of shocking, isn't it? So most people are like, I don't know, that sounds too good to be true. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we hear that a lot.
But in about 6 minutes, you're going to go, oh, I kind of get that. And yeah, that's actually why that would happen that way. And the reality is it's 41%. Not because the doctors aren't explaining the treatment as well as they can. It's because it's not about the doctor. It's about the patient. So when the patient goes into the practice, they have all this trepidation and fear built up. So what's wrong with my teeth? Is it something that can be fixed? Is it going to take a lot of time to fix? Am I going to have to be off of work? How much is it going to cost? And on top of that, I haven't met the big scary doctor yet, right? So if you have all those fears going in, you're not in the frame of mind to make a $5,000-$10,000 decision. So you just get deer in the headlights as the doctor's talking to you because you're afraid of what he's saying, right? So the videos that we have, and this component actually attached to your website, Facebook, Instagram, patient will go through this. The first video is a welcome video. It's just a welcome to the doctor in the practice, 30 to 60 seconds long. Start to feel a little comfortable, a little more confident. Go to the next step, next video. You choose which service you're really interested in, you think you might be, whether it's aligners, teeth whitening, implants. Once you do that, you get another video, and the doctor explains a little bit about what is going to happen. And then he tells you he's going to send you a personalized video consult regarding whatever the service is. Fill in a little bit of information, send a few pictures, all an in-browser experience. And the next day, the patient actually gets a video from the doctor saying, hey, thanks so much for reaching out through your virtual consult. I've seen your story that you shared, the pictures that you sent to me. And I think I have a really good recommendation for you. I think you'd be really good for aligners. Confident we can give you the best smile. And now they're excited. They've seen the doctor over a couple of days. When they come into the practice, they feel like they already know him. And so if they already know how much it costs, they already know and have met the scary doctor and he's somebody to have drinks with, and you know what it's going to take place, why would you actually schedule an appointment at that time, right? That's why it jumps to 89%, because dentistry is the only industry that I've been in that the most highly paid subject matter expert actually qualifies the leads. Nowhere else does that happen, and here the doctor actually does, right? So this makes them, it gives them an opportunity to help self-select out if they're not ready for it, but there's a lot of other things they can share in that video. So Joe, what am I missing here?
Well, probably just the way that it actually works, and you can't really get that just, you know, on audio if we don't have the video, right? But in reality, it's super cool the way that it works because it's this interactive widget that goes on your website. So similar to the way that LocalMed has a widget that you click on to schedule from, YVC has a widget that is like a little interactive video with the doctor talking directly to the patient. So it feels very much like almost like a FaceTime call. Do you know what I mean? Except that it's pre-recorded. So that, like Tom said, that welcome video is kind of just introducing themselves in their office, kind of get comfortable with who that person is. The next video that's still in that widget, it's not like it's being emailed or anything. It's still within that widget. So the next thing they click on is the doctor talking about kind of what the context behind what that treatment would entail. It's not until you get that third one that it's really that the patient is kind of getting that direct video directly to them from the doctor, if that makes sense.
And the doctor has a choice to either send out a personalized one. So we recommend that they look at the leads that came in at the end of every day. And if they see something they want to personally respond to, they can disable the automation and then record a video. Again, 30 to 60 seconds. This is not a video production, like a marketing video production. As a matter of fact, if you're doing it like that, you're really doing it wrong, because this is all about them actually talking to you, just like you and I are talking, Katie. We're just having a conversation. It's the lights aren't perfect. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. That's what we want. We want it to be authentic, right? So if they do that, now they feel like they've gotten to know them. This is the beautiful part. When they get that response video, and again, 90% of the time it's an automated one, they're like, hey, we can do this for you. Reach out to the office, or, and we recommend this to people, use the LocalMed scheduling widget, because now it's completely automated. And the time that you see the patient will be when they're coming in for the appointment and not having to reach out to the practice just to schedule an appointment, because it's always better to have that done. Again, convenience is king. Everything that's happening in the dental world right now is leaning more towards convenience. And with COVID in the last 2 years, everybody's so used to being on video and seeing things on video that it's just become more and more natural. The other thing that I think we talk about is the automation at the end of it. Once the video goes out, actually there's an automatic drip campaign that follows up with the patient until they respond to the consult. So the front desk doesn't have to do anything. And again, you always have to ask yourself as a doctor, as a practice, do you want to be working with 4 out of the 10 patients that come into your practice and spend an hour in your chair? Or do you want to work with 9 out of 10 of them? So huge savings in time, and obviously a lot of revenue that can come in through this.
Well, and even beyond the scheduling widget in LocalMed, I feel like we talk about this all the time with past 90 days or unscheduled treatment or things like that. Like, our huge motto here is, you know, you don't need more patients. You need to just take care of the patients that you already have in your practice. And this seems like a really great way to be able to do that.
So
such a great product.
In using that component from Dental Intelligence, you can actually send this widget out to them so they can become more comfortable with that service, which is going to, again, increase the number of leads you get initially. And then, of course, the case acceptance. So it really fits in perfectly, because it really comes down to, okay, how do we connect with these people? And the first thing you have to do is you have to know who they are. And that's where the analytics comes in from Dental Intelligence. Now you've got your virtual consult piece that makes them feel comfortable and confident. And then you've got the LocalMed piece that actually helps them to schedule. So it really is kind of this whole
synergy.
Perfect.
It kind of, do you guys use Marco Polo? Marco Polo. It's an app.
Yeah.
It's a face app. And it kind of, your product kind of seems like a dental specific Marco Polo. For those of you who use Marco Polo, like, you can record a video message, you can add pictures, and then you send it, right? And they can watch it whenever they want. And it's like, so it's an exchange of videos, essentially.
Yeah, but we actually create a microsite for it.
Yes, exactly. But you've automated it, so they don't have to re-record their video every time. I think it's such a great idea. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by. Do we miss anything? Anything you want to add?
Just that we're having a blast here at Voices of Dentistry.
If you've not come to this conference, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's unlike anything I've ever been to. Just a bunch of weirdos sitting here podcasting, talking about dentistry.
That's the Voices of Dentistry.
As we walked by, I heard Katie say, hey, they're two weirdos. Why don't we get them to podcast with us?
That's absolutely not true. Well, I ask the same question to every person that joins the podcast, and that is, what does growth in dentistry look like to you? And that's on the spot. But I want you to think about it. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to grow in dentistry?
it really means to, you have to define success for yourself as a practice. And for some people, that means getting more revenue, more production. For other people, it means having more time. And that's one of the reasons why I chose your virtual consult, is because it gives the doctor that choice, because they can either have more people come in because they're going to do more production with more patients, 9 out of 10, or they can decide to work fewer hours each week, and now they get the better life balance. So to me, growth in dentistry really means success in dentistry, and you have to define that for yourself at each practice.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add? That's good. Okay. Well, this has been Growth in Dentistry, a Dental Intelligence podcast. I'm Katie Polson. Thank you to the marketing department for all their work that I'm going to have to do on this little baby. And with that, you keep growing. Thanks. Bye-bye.